now I have to read from the book of Malachi. This is a scripture that people read because it has a very serious question in it. And if you simply look at the words without context, it seems to be that we stand in a position to rob God. I look on the other side of that principle, and that is this. If what you do is not pleasing to God, you rob yourself. And you won't want to rob yourself. This is a study of teachings concerning tithing, giving, stewardship. It's not about shaming people into giving. It's not about creating guilt within you so that you feel uncomfortable when the offering plate is passed or when you're sitting in church. I want it to be a sincere searching of the scriptures. As I've said earlier, I do not know what any person in this congregation gives. I've never even asked my own children. It is not the pastor's job to raise money. It is his duty to teach the Bible. It is the congregation's duty to search the scriptures along with the pastor and then both abide in and to practice the truths that we together may learn. Let me give you a brief history of my own life in regard to tithing, our giving, our stewardship. My father and his brothers and sisters and his father, my great-grandfather, were members of Pleasant Hill Missionary Baptist Church near Lynn, Arkansas. In helping a person prepare for a history of the Spring River Association back in the 60s, late 60s, I had an opportunity to look at the minutes of that congregation of people. And starting somewhere in 1890s and up through 19 and 20 and 30, I read often where Brother R.B. Penn, Brother Hosey Penn, H.J., Brother Ed Penn, Brother Talmer Penn, Brother Palmer Penn, gave certain things to that congregation of people or to the pastor. I read one gift they made was for two hogs and a wagon load of corn that they delivered to a pastor or preacher who came once a month, came on Saturday evening, preached Saturday night. I'm sorry, preached Saturday evening, Saturday night, and Sunday morning, and Sunday evening, and then everyone went home. He lived at Cave City, which is a good long way, probably 30 miles. But they took a wagon load of corn and two hogs, which it took them all day to get there, spend the night, and all day get back. That's what I know about my father's giving and my family's giving. I never heard about tithing at Pleasant Hill, where I grew up and under whose teaching and preaching I was saved. But I first heard about tithing while a member of Lakeview Baptist Church in Miami, Florida. I was 18 years old, started attending there, and moved my membership there under a pastor by the name of Whipple. And from him, I learned that the church was supported by the tithe. And I began to practice it then, and I was making about $40 a week. And I gave $4 and $5 a Sunday when I went to church. It was a Southern Baptist church, and that's how they taught their people to support the ministry and the work of the church. When I came to the seminary in 1955, I stayed in the home of Brother Goodwin, who was a teacher at the seminary, and my uncle. He was pastor of Unity Baptist Church, and some of you perhaps attended church there at that time. I think perhaps the Lucys did. I'm not sure. But he taught tithing, and he was very vigorous about it. 10% tithing. While I was in seminary, I listened to Dr. L.D. Foreman and Brother Causey and Dr. Stevenson. And they had different views. Brother Bogart had a different view. And I learned from them, and I heard different discussions in different classes, and it was a controversial issue. But since that time when I was 18 years old, I've tried to never give less. And most of the time I've tried to give from 13 to 14% of my earnings, and that is after taxes. Because if Caesar took it away from me, or if I didn't give it to him, I could go to jail. But if I didn't give to the church, I didn't go to jail. So I let Caesar have his part and then tithe the rest. I don't know whether that's scriptural or not, but it satisfied me. I want to give you a brief history of tithing in the pre-Abrahamic time. Now, if you miss service the next two or three Sundays, four Sundays, I wish you'd get the CD that's being made or a tape that's being made so that you could be with me and our congregation and that we'd all be on the same page. First, what does the word tithe mean? There is some difference of opinion on this as it's used.